10.
Dan Baker and Bob at Continental Coliseum. We're going to have to wait for Gene's answer because Bob and Tony are going to get this game started a little bit earlier than we were at first informed. I have about 9:18, and we were told this game would not be starting until 9:36, but we don't want to take a chance of missing any of this important Penn Iona game. So, Bob, how about a look at the starting lineup?
For the Iona Gale, Glenn Vickers, the 6'3 junior guard. Dave Brown, a 6'6 senior forward. Mike Palmer, a 6'5 junior forward. And Glenn Vickers, you mentioned Jeff Woolen, of course, the very talented 6'10, 240-pound, 19-year-old sophomore from Farmingville, New Jersey. The University of Pennsylvania will go with Tony Price, Tim Smith, Matt White, Bobby Willis, and James Bruning Salter. There are only four Iona Gales out in the court at the moment. And that's why we only gave you four in there starting line. They have to have five. And Tango is tremendous here as it comes out on the court. Number 11, Dave Brown is the one starter. Number 10, Glenn Vickers. Number 15, Mike Palmer. Number 43, Jeff Woolen. And number 14, Kevin Hamilton, a young, strong team from the Iona Gales of New Rochelle, New York, the University of Pennsylvania from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Matt White versus Jeff Woolen.
They're going to jump it up. The tap goes across to Matt White. Tapped by Tony Price, back to Matt White. The Quakers in the white uniforms with red and blue trim are moving from our right to left. Outside, James Salters to Tim Smith. Looping pass underneath and Jennifer Price leaped up and stolen by Dave Brown of Iona. Iona's basketball. Glenn Vickers in the backcourt. Down on a rule and he moves in against White. Layup good. Iona 2, 10-0. 19:32 remaining first half. Salters open right corner. 15-foot jumper. No good. Rebounded in the lane by Glenn Vickers of Iona. Now Iona, unlike St. John, likes to run if they get a chance. Again, they probably are not as speedy as the Philadelphia team, but St. John's is able to use a slowdown offense to their advantage in the first game. Price blocks the shot underneath by Dave Brown. He's going to cross midcourt by himself. Brown dives for it, tries to knock it out of Price's hands, and he knocks it over the sideline in front of the press table down below us.
Both teams in a man-to-man. Tony almost lost control of that. Fortunately for him, Brown hit it before he did lose control. Penalty changed possession. Shoulders at the top of the circle.
To Bobby Willis, who seems to be at his best in tournament games. Bobby to the hoop, layup, good! Oh, boy! Here come all over. Myriads of red and blue streamers. And folks, the Temple fans, undaunted, have remained in force. And they are cheering for the University of Pennsylvania. So the two Big Five team fans have joined. Temple, of course, very disappointed by the first game victory by St. John, but their fans have remained to cheer another Philadelphia team, the University of Pennsylvania, which is just tied up by Iona 2-2 with 18:55 remaining first half.
Bobby Willis did make a great drive from the right hand side of the court, going left hand along the baseline and threw in the layup. And from the far side of the court and the near side and all four corners came the red and blue streamers. And as Dan mentioned, some of them probably thrown in frustration by the Temple Owl fans. Iona gets the ball in against Booney forward stretch.
Salters pressing Vickers full court, pushes Glenn in the Iona backcourt and fouls him. Glenn Vickers, the third leading scorer for Iona, averaging 11.6. He's going to inbound the ball to Kevin Hamilton, the other backcourt mate of Vickers. Now he goes on the right side to Mike Palmer. Palmer driving pass, gives off to Woolen. Woolen drops it, Brown picks it up. He goes up for a shot, and Dave Brown, a 6'6", 215-pound senior forward from Newark, is fouled underneath by Penn's Tim Smith.
But it's Timmy's first, it's Penn's second. Salters haven't committed the first, and they don't have the two team fouls up for Penn yet, and we're not going to squeal on them, that's for sure.
Dave Brown at the sideline, shoots the first one up, but Temple entered the first game against St. John's as a favorite, but was upset. Penn enters this game against Iona as a slight favorite. Iona leads 3-2. Dave Brown at the foul line, makes a pair of foul shots. It's Iona 4, Pennsylvania 2. 18:41 remaining first half. Salters back to Bobby Willis. Vickers is on Willis. Salters along the left baseline, gets a pass from Price, shoots the jumper. The jumper is missed. As he does, you have an offensive foul called against the Quakers.
On that White, now it's White 1, Solers 1, Smith 1, 3 fouls for Penn in the first minute and 27 seconds.
Well, of course, Jeff Woolen has been known to foul out a few opposing centers this year, and that White has him head-to-head, and they're pushing each other a little bit. Woolen has it knocked away by Price, a pickup by Dave Brown who gets the layup. That's unfortunate. Tony Price moves over from Dave Brown to help out. He knocks the ball away, but Brown picks it up. They own the 6-10-2. Timmy Price at Timmy Smith. Reverse layup underneath on a pass from Salters. Good. And it's Iona 6-10-4. A steal in the backcourt by Bobby Willis. He drives up into the lane, passes underneath the Price for a layup. It's tied up at 6. And Penn, Bob, looks like, unlike the Owls in the first game, they want to force the action.
Right, they're pressing now. Semi press, Timmy Smith making Tom work a little bit of getting the ball in, and Iona having a little bit of trouble advancing.
At midcourt, Dave Brown receives the pass from Mike Palma to Ruin, low post. He passes, but Tim Smith steps in front of Brown. He delivers it to Bobby Willis at midcourt. Bobby at the top of the circle goes right to the lane. He goes up for a shot, and he is fouled. As he moved in for that layup, Len Vickers went up with him. He got part of the ball, and he got part of Bobby Willis.
Right, this is the first foul on Glenn Vickers. It'll be the first team foul on Iona. It's a 6-6 game after, like, quite 2.5 minutes. And as you mentioned, Dan Penn playing very aggressively, very actively. And several key defensive steals and also a bad pass by Jeff Woolen, giving Penn the opportunity to stay tied with the Iona Gales.
And Bob, after being in Columbus, Ohio the other night, Bobby Willis misses the first foul shot. And St. Joseph's killing most of the game against Ohio State. Temple killing most of the game against St. John's. If Bobby Willis makes this, it'll be nice to see a Philadelphia team on top. And they are. Iona 6-10-7. Four-court press Quakers. Palma inbound to Kevin Hamilton. Back to Palma. Palma at midcourt to Dave Brown. Brown moves up against Salters and then dribbles and goes over the end line. They force the turnover, and Brown goes to the floor with what appears to be an injured right knee.
The cramp, Dan. He grabbed his right thigh or his, the calf of the leg just as he did step out of bounds. And he's pounding his hand on the end board there because he's, just what a normal cramp is. And if you pull a hamstring or twist a knee, it's just so painful and you can't do anything but just lie there. And he was fouling the Bill fella, 6'6", 215. He moves very well. A senior out of Newark, New Jersey, and a very fine player for Iona all season, averaging 11 points and 7 rebounds. Jim Galvano was out there with them, and it's going to have to be a timeout, or else they're going to have to take Dave off. It wasn't actually a collision. It was a brush with Bobby Willis. Bobby playing right up on him, and I think he just twisted something, and Galvano and the trainer are over there. A couple players are going to carry Brown off.
Bobby definitely looks in agony, and I don't think that Dave Brown is going to be able to continue, at least at this juncture. And he's an important part of this Iona Gale 5. He is their second leading rebounder, and really, besides Ruin, the only other rebounder to speak of. He's averaging 7.6 rebounds per game on the season. Ruin averages 11.2, and I think they're calling for the stretcher, Bob, although we don't...
Dan, I hate to draw analogies, but... I didn't see the night that Billy Cunningham threw his knee out and ended his career at the Spectrum. I was laid up a little bit myself, but I've since seen film and pictures, and just the way Brown went down then, there was a white-haired gentleman down there who apparently is a doctor coming out of the stand, and Brown just went down. He had no regard of where he was or no instinct, and it has to be a knee. I think it could be a very damaging blow, both to him physically and to the Iona Gales.
With 17 minutes and 29 seconds remaining in the first half of this first-round NCAA game between Penn and Iona, the Quakers lead the Gales 7-6. Penn leads by one, and we're going to pause for this message from Budweiser.
Salem Willard.
Dan Baker and Bob Vitrone back at Middle Coliseum. Play has resumed. Alex Middleton, a 6'6", 215-pound junior forward, replaces Dave Brown in the Iona lineup. Bobby Willis loses it over the end line. It'll be Iona's ball. Hamilton inbounds to Vickers. Back to Kevin Hamilton. Then Vickers right of the circle. Moves around a pick from Mike Palma, and we have a whistle in the Iona forecourt.
It's Soler breaking through the pick, and the last play was actually an offensive foul call against Bobby Willis. That's Bobby's first foul. Penn has four already in the first half. Iona only has one, and that makes five now as Willis picked up his second. I thought it was on James Soler.
Mike Palma inbound to Kevin Hamilton. Hamilton from the left of the circle shoots a jumper and misses. Salters rebound. Penn again will try to break. James Stolders down the left of the lane to Matt White on the left baseline, and Matt standing on the end line. A turnover against Penn.
After Matt caught it, he was just about on the end line, and he just stumbled about a half an inch back, and that was enough to get his foot on the line. Incidentally, Dave Brown is over on the bench being treated.
It's good to see Penn being the aggressor, though, Bob, in this game. Palma jumps outside, misses. Tim Smith rebound.
Penn has a chance here, Dan, to build a little bit of a lead.
Lead pass to Price. He got another hoop layup. No good. Too far under. Great lead pass by Willis, but Tony a little bit too far underneath the basket. Rebounded underneath by Rulin. Off to Vickers. Vickers in the left corner to Mike Palma. Back to Rulin. He puts a underhanded shot up around Matt White. No good. Rebounded by Price to Willis. Willis in the lane underneath to Tim Smith. Timmy loses it over the end line.
Four straight times. Penn has come up court with a chance for an easy basket, or at least an easy shot or an open shot, and has messed it up. Vincent Ross comes in for Matt White in the Penn front court. 4:06 and played 5 minutes. Penn leads by a point.
The Quakers have Salters, Willis in the backcourt, Smith, Ross, and Price up front. Palmer to Hamilton, a jumper from outside, no good. Following underneath Middleton, drops it on the floor, Smith picks it up. And another West Philadelphia high stand up to Bobby Willis. In the forecourt, he goes, let them lay in for a layup. Blocked off the glass by Middleton, taken down by Ruin. A long football pass for Palmer, beautiful pass, layup, Palmer's good. Penn didn't get back on defense, and Palma beat them with a layup. Iona 8-10-7.
Great pass from Jeff Rulin, fit him perfectly.
Tim Smith outside will shoot a jumper from 20 feet. He'll miss, and it goes up and on top of the backboard and out of bounds.
It's six times Penn has come up court, come away empty.
Kevin Hamilton dribbles across midcourt. James Saunders picks him up there. Penn in a man-to-man. Smith is on Palma. Palma up the foul line. Spins and gives it off to Vickers, guarded by Salters. Glenn will shoot over James Saunders and score. Iona 10, Penn 7. Bobby Willis into the Penn forecourt. Looks around, gives it to Tony Price, top of the circle. Tony guarded by Middleton. Shoots from the foul line and misses. And it's rebounded by Rulin, who's fouled by Vincent Ross of Penn.
But as Rulin comes off with the rebound, Vincent right on his back. It'll be 10-6 of the first half. We've only played 5 minutes. It's a 6. One more, and Iona goes to the line. And Bob Weinhauer up yelling for the Penn guys to get their act together. Iona has committed one personal. Iona leads by 3, 10-7, 14:55 to go in the first half.
Besides Tony Price, the forward, one of Penn's biggest advantages over Iona is that strong and deep bench. And Bob, it looks like they're going to try to run and take advantage of it. Middleton, right corner. Iona 10, 10-7. Back to Hamilton. Middleton spins on Price, goes right of the lane, shoots the layup and makes it. Iona 12, 10-7. Bobby Willis into the Penn forecourt. Right corner Salters. He's open. Holds the ball. Back out to Willis. Timmy Smith, top of the circle. Bounce pass left corner to Salters. He goes in. Shoots the jumper from 15 feet. Good. And he's fouled by Kevin Hamilton of Iona. For James Salters, bucket one. For James Salters in the game, his first field goal, 2 points, and a chance to make it 3.
James Salters a little bit off on his where he wanted to be for that shot, but he got it up, got fouled by Kevin Hamilton. That's Penn's first field goal in over 3 minutes, and that's why they fall behind 12-7 before Booney comes up with the long jumper, makes it 12-9, he's at the line.
An outstanding foul shooter, James makes this one. Iona 12-10-10, 14-21. The inbound pass comes from Hamilton to Palma, back to Vickers. Vickers having trouble. Walks in the backcourt.
Willis and Price.
Bobby Willis, Tony Price, it's Penn's ball. And they will inbound Timmy Smith to James Salters in the Quaker forecourt. The Penn should tie it. Tony Price to Vincent Rourke in the middle to Kenny Smith. He goes up. He was grabbed in the lane as he took that pass from Vincent Rourke. And a nice pass by Vincent Rourke from one speed boy to another.
I was trying to see who the foul was on. It might be on Mike Palmer. It is. It's Mike's first. It's Iona's third of the half.
Salters to inbound under the pin basket. James to Vincent Ross in the left corner. Vincent outside to Bobby Willis. Bobby dribbles left of the circle. Bobby with the great move goes high post to Smith, right corner to Salters, underneath the Tony Price low post. Willis at the foul line, drives in the lane, passes off to Smith, layup over Ruin, no good, tapped up Smith, no good, tapped up Tony Price, good. And with tied at 12 with 13:46 remaining in the first half. Kevin Hamilton at midcourt. Long lead pass to Middleton. In against Ross. Knocked away by Ross off Middleton. It'll go out of bounds. They say last touch by Penn Vincent Ross.
Middleton was looking for Jeff Rowan underneath. Price had him covered. Vincent was right on Middleton, and they broke up the play.
Vickers inbounds to Palmer. Palmer to the top of the circle. Kevin Hamilton with it. Back to Glenn Vickers. Glenn, a good score from outside. We'll shoot if he gets the opening. Kevin Hamilton open from 20 feet out. Left side shoots and misses. Willis rebounds for Penn. Again, a fast break. Lead pass to Price. In the lane. He'll go up. Shoot. Partially blocked by Vickers. The rebound comes down. Taken by Ruin. Ruin partially blocked that 20-point shot. And then Ruin came up with the ball. Vincent Ross will block the shot. And then he'll be called for a foul. As Kevin Hamilton drove for the basket on the right side. Vincent went way up, had a clean block, and came down on top of Hamilton.
That's his second foul, but it's also a notice to some of those Iona players that they're going to drive the baseline against Vincent Ross. They're either going to get smacked or have the ball smacked, and he did both that time. Vincent making two good defensive plays right in a row.
13 minutes and 8 seconds remaining in the first half. Iona 12, 10-12. Iona could take the lead, but Kevin Hamilton at the foul line to shoot two. Hamilton's first shot is missed. Temple was upset by St. John's in the first game, 75-70. Hamilton's second shot is good. Iona 13, 10-12. Willis, long pass to Ross under the basket. He shoots and he misses. Rebounded by Smith, and it goes off the hand of Alex Middleton out of bounds. And that time, Bob, I thought it was off Tim Smith's knee. Penn will get an advantage.
But Middleton in hustling, may of course have seen the basketball was going to go off to me, and Middleton went after it and went off him.
Salters inbound to Willis. Penn could take the lead. They trail by one, but a field goal here puts them on top. Price underneath to Timmy Smith. A great layup. A great pass by Rice. A great pass by Price. The layup is made. Timmy Smith was fouled and will go to the foul line. Penn now leads 14-13. Tim Smith will try to convert a three-point play, which if he does, will give the Quakers a two-point lead of 15-13.
Right, and Tom Leeson comes in, the big freshman, 6'9", and what Bob Weinhauer is doing, maybe he's going to try to wear Big Jeff Woolen down. We've played just about 7 minutes, and he's already had three men on Jeff Woolen. Timmy Smith takes the free throw. Penn leads it 15-13.
12:56 remaining first half. Middleton inbounds to Vickers, and Iona having a little trouble to press. Palmer at midcourt passes off to Hamilton. Hamilton goes to the hoop on the left side. Short jump is good. From 12 feet out along the left side. We're tied at 15. 12:40 remaining first half. Penn and Iona. Bobby Willis will walk it across midcourt. He puts his hand up into the air, circles it over his head. He wants movement. Tim Smith, top of the circle, to Tom Leeson at center. Out of the high post, he passes down over to Willis. Underneath the Price layup, blocked from behind by Middleton, and taken down by Glenn, by Kevin Hamilton of Iona. Iona's ball, Penn's are getting some layups, blocked under the board. Outside Vickers, to Palmer. Palmer at the foul line, puts it on the floor and passes back outside to Kevin Hamilton. Hamilton guarded by Willis. To Alex Middleton, guarded by Tony Price. Down low to Ruin, he moves in. Around Leeson, he gets the layup from under the board. A nice reverse layup by Jeff Ruin. Iona 17, Penn 15. Willis at the foul line for Penn in the Quaker forecourt. Backpedals with the dribble. Moves up, goes behind his back. Spins the lane, layup over Ruin. Boom. Oh, what a move by Bobby Willis. 17-17. And again, the Quakers are pressing forecourt. Vickers at midcourt to Hamilton. Hamilton dribbles left-handed, spins around Willis, shoots the jumper from 18 feet, no good. Willis gets the rebound, it's deflected to Leeson. He passes Salters. James at the foul line, goes to take the shot, and he grabbed from behind, and I think the foul may be on Iona's number 14, Kevin Hamilton.
Bobby Willis had a little bit of a ball inside going against Glenn Vickers. Vickers can't stay with him. Bobby keeps showing those moves. They're going to have a lot of trouble with him underneath. It's a the foul is on Kevin Hamilton. It's his second. It's Iona's fifth. Penn already has committed at 7, so anything Iona gets, they'll go to the line. It's a tie game at 17, 11:25 to go in the half. Smith into Salford.
A couple of substitutions for Iona, number 44, Darryl Burns, and number 30, Lester George. Stoller's a leapfrog at the foul line. Leapfrog makes a bad pass to Smith, and it's deflected and stolen by Lester George, who's just come in the game. Now, of course, these guys are a little better ball handlers and should more effectively handle that Penn press. Outside, Darryl Burns dribbles against Willis. Darryl very quick to Kevin Hamilton, who jumps right into the circle, shoots, misses. Ruin there for the rebound, lays it in. He got position. In fact, Bobby was pants in that lane. Iona 19, Penn 17. And when he gets in there, he's tough to move out. Willis outside to the left of the circle. Bobby to Tony Price, open the left corner. Jumper up, good. 19 to 19, 10:40 remaining first half. Darryl Burns to Kevin Hamilton at midcourt. The Iona Gales best guard on the bench right now, Glenn Vickers,
have an offensive foul on number 42, I believe, Alex Middleton. Penn's coming in now. Saunders and Leeson go out. Kenny Hall and Vincent Ross come back in. So Penn playing with Saunders and Willis, and Darryl Burns has been switched on to Bobby Willis to see if he can stay with him.
Penn, which maybe has the deepest squad in the Big Five, is going to try to go to that strength. Tony Price out there underneath the Ross. Against Gould, he passes out to Tim Smith. Tony Price, right in the circle. To Kenny Hall. Back to Price at the foul line. He's looking for a jumper, and he makes it. Pennsylvania 21, Iona 19. Darryl Burns to Kevin Hamilton against Hall. To Middleton at midcourt. He spins. He goes between Smith and Hall. He goes in the lane and makes a layup, and the big guy puts the ball on the floor and makes the move and ties it up at 21. Pennsylvania with the ball. 9:48 remaining in the first half. Vincent Ross jumps outside. He misses. Rebounded by Lester George of Iona. 9:38 remaining, and Darryl Burns dribbles across midcourt for the Iona Gales. He goes around Ross, passes to Ruin in the lane, deflected and taken by Price. Back out of his hand by Ruin, picked up by Price. 4-on-3, Tony Price. Yes.
Tony couldn't quite get the handle then, but he did. He didn't know what to do with it. He lost it. Willis comes in for Penn. Bobby Willis run out for rest, and Bobby's put on a great show in the first 11 minutes here. Kenny Hall and Stoller's in the backcourt. Ross, Price, Smith up front for Penn. Matt White's been out for about 7 minutes.
Iona has Burns and Vickers in the backcourt. Lester George, Jeff Gruen, and Alex Wilson up front. Shooting, the short jumper. Vickers misses. Rebounded by Tim Smith to Kenny Hall. 3-on-3. Kenny Hall and Tony Price in along the left baseline. He shoots. Blocked from behind by Middleton. Rebounded by Price. Up and in. Pennsylvania 23. Iona 21. A lot of block shots by Iona, but Penn goes to those offensive boards. A bullet pass to Lester George. Knocked away by Ross. Stolen by Salters. Here comes Penn's fast breaking again. Salters passes off to Ross. As he does, James is grabbed by Lester George of Iona. 8:49 remaining in the first half. Penn leads Iona by 2, 23-21.
For one-on-one bonuses, Penn goes to the line. James, Vincent Ross making a great steal up this end, getting it out to Stoller. Stoller's being pursued by two bigger, slower Iona Gales, and finally gets fouled as he comes down the lane. He was looking for an open pass to the basket. Stoller goes to the line. Gascoigne, a great foul shooter, shoots 86%.
He makes the first, he gets the second. He bends his knees. He shoots it up. He makes it. Great touch by James Stoller. Bob, we've already paid our NCAA broadcast rights fee for Sunday in anticipation that one of our Philadelphia teams would win. Now it's up to Penn as Temple was defeated in Game 1 by St. John, 75-70. Penn leads here 24-21. Saunders could give the Quakers a 4-point lead. His second foul shot is up and good. Penn 25, Iona 21. Again, a full-court press. Ruin will inbound to Vickers. Vickers, hemmed in by Hall, throws it to Darryl Burns at half-court. Darryl crosses the midcourt line and comes into the Iona forecourt. At the top of the circle, he passes on the right side to George, takes the return. Left side, Vickers. Penn very active on defense. Burns, the top of the circle. Left side, Vickers. Can't get an opening. Darryl Burns. to Lester George. No post rule, and he turns around with Buckle by Smith to Kenny Hall. Ken is going to fast break again, but Iona is back quickly. Kenny Hall outside to Tony Price. He says, X. He says, Kenny, get out and get it. He gives it to Salters. Ken leads by four. 8-11 remaining first half. Tony Price to Kenny Hall, left of the circle. Right of the circle, Ken Smith, back to Hall. Right corner, James Salters. Ken now slowing it down.
To see what Iona does on defense. Iona in his zone. Ken's one to set up to see if they get the good shot.
Kenny Smith from 20 feet passes right baseline to Ross. Ross drops it, and it's picked up by Lester George of Iona. Not too good of a pass that time by Kenny Smith, and Vincent couldn't control it. The 10 turnover, Iona's ball. Iona trails 10 by 4. Burns outside to Vickers. Low post one against Price. Turnaround jumper, no good. Rebounded underneath by Smith, saved for Vincent Ross. Let's see, that turnaround jumper, Bob, was taken by Kevin Vesey, who's just come into the game. We went five for the rebound. Smith got it. He shoots at the other end. Misses. Ross follows, and a foul on Ken's Vincent Ross.
That'll be the third on Vincent. Vincent going for the rebound is up and over. And Ken, it's funny. This has been a fast-paced game, and yet it's only 25-21. The first game was played a little bit slower, and we had a higher score at the same point. Leafson in for Penn. As Vincent Ross is out, and Vincent's made three key defensive plays in this first half. Jeff Woolen playing, having scored only 6 points, which I think is a good defensive job by the 10 inside men. And Matt White, nothing in since early in the game. And I don't know if Matt is injured, right? I don't see him on the field. I see him down at the end of the bench.
VC shooting 1-1 for Iona. Makes the first one. He gets the bonus. 10-25, Iona 22. Kevin gets another, and he makes this. 10-25, Iona 23, 7-20 remaining first half. Leafson inbound to Salter. James to Tony Price, left of the foul line. Looks for an opening. Goes to Kenny Hall along the left baseline. Back outside to Tony Price, off to Tim Smith. Ken comes way out. Iona in a zone. They have VC, Ruland, and Palmer back underneath. Vickers and Hamilton out front. In the lane, Hall off to Price, layup good. Penetration excellent by Kenny Hall. And a good assist to Tony Price. 10-27, Iona 23. 6:43 remaining first half. Palmer open right corner, shoots, misses. Rebound underneath, going for it. Tim Smith was pushed. And the foul is going to be on Iona's Jeff Ruland. Let's see.
I think it was on 43. Dan, that'll be his second. From Jeff Ruland. Tom Leafson getting good position on that one. Tom seeing a lot of action here in the first half. Not usually the time of the game when you see Leafson. And he came away with that board, and Timmy Smith, and Rowling finds over Smith, and Timmy goes to the line. Smith has scored 5 points.
Timmy shoots 88% from the line, which ain't too bad. It makes difference. Timmy, right now, is the best foul shooter on Pennsylvania. James Solder's right behind, shoots 86%. 10 up by 5, the biggest lead in the game for the Quakers, 28-23.
Jeff Woolen will come out for a while for the Iona Gales.
Timmy's second shot is missed, but the rebound is by Kenny Hall. Ken leads by 5, and they have the ball. 6:36 remaining first half. The Quakers bring it back outside. So, Bob, it looks like they're trying to move quick on the transition, but wait patiently when they're setting up the offense. Right side, James Dorsey. To Kenny Hall, open to the right of the circle. Jumper, no good. Going up for the rebound. Price comes down with it as he goes back up. He's grabbed. Ken going well to those offensive boards.
I get the foul on 42, Alex Middleton. Jeff Woolen, who's been out about 12 and a half seconds, is going to come right back in. He got his rest for the night, I think. As Penn, in the time he was out, got two offensive rebounds. Jim Valvano doesn't like that. He puts Woolen back in. Penn up by 5. Tony Price goes to the line. Tony has 12 points and played an outstanding first half. And Tony more and more showing some great capabilities as a basketball player.
His first foul shot is missed. Tony is an excellent scorer, a good rebounder. In addition, he's like second on the team in assists. His second foul shot is up. It's good. Pennsylvania 29, Iona 23. And again, the Quakers with a full court press. Vickers to Hamilton, open right corner, jumper over Leafson, no good. The rebound saved by Leafson to Price. Good hustle by Tom Leafson in a center. Off to Kenny Hall. Penn leads by 6. They have the ball. They try to move it up quickly, but getting back is Iona on defense. They're under 6 minutes remaining in the first half, and Penn leads Iona by 6. And the Penn and Temple fans are on their feet cheering. And
Penn's going to hold it out now against the zone with 5:45 to go. They're up by six. Iona in the zone, and Teddy Hall passing the throw from Ash to Tony Price. Tony throws it right back out. Now Mike Thomas is out on Price. Iona going into a five-man man-to-man defense.
Tony Price is inside the 22nd line since Joseph was called for that the other night in Columbus against Ohio State outside the Salter. Now they're coming out a little bit. Iona trails and they have to force the action. Tim Smith to Price from a high post back outside the Salter. And Bob, we've seen them work against this kind of a defense in practice many, many times. So when the Quakers get a lead, they can be tough to deal with. James Salter dribbles into the left side along the sideline. He goes back to Kenny Hall. Kenny Hall holding outside, comes back near midcourt, looks for help, goes to Tony Price with a foot inside the 22nd line on the right side. Underneath Smith to lead the layup, Pepsi Angle. They work pace three, and now Campbell's an 8-point advantage, 31-23, and how sweet it is. 4:43 remaining in the first half. Vickers in the backcourt takes a timeout with 4:40 remaining. Penn leads Iona 31-23, and now we're going to pause for this message from the University of Pennsylvania. Resumed. Jeff Rulin shoots for Iona. He misses. Tony Price way up for the rebound. Off the shoulder to Leeson at the Penn forecourt from a high post. He shoots and misses. He follows and misses. Going up for the rebound, Tony Price knocks it out of bounds. Penn really hitting those boards, and Tom Leeson led the charge that time.
At 9:45, Iona tied this game at 21 and hasn't scored a field goal since. They've gone over 5.5 minutes, but the 2 points goes on the 2 feet goes by Kevin Bessie. In the meantime, Penn has streaked to a 31-23 lead with 4:10 to go. James Solders in a one-man stretch.
We approach the four-minute mark. Iona has the basketball. Mike Palmer outside dribbles into the lane, passes underneath to Lester George, who turns around, misses. Rulin follows, he misses, and is tapped out of bounds by Tony Price of Pennsylvania.
The only thing Tony could do, he was wedged in between two of the Gales, and he just had to get his hands on it, and he did. He punched it out of bounds, gives Penn time to set up. Glenn Vickers will inbound.
Vickers on the right side. Tony Iatti, who's coming to the game, dribbling in the backcourt. So Jim Galvano trying some different combinations to spark the Gales. Vickers goes up with a jump shot from the left side, about 20 feet out, and he's fouled by Bobby Willis of Pennsylvania.
And that's Bobby's third, and that's one reason he was out for quite a while. That's his second. We had him down for 2 years before, so I guess it was another mistake by Herb Stover, but that's all right, Herb.
He's a good accountant anyway. At the foul line, Vickers makes the shot. Glenn shoots 77% from the 15-foot line. 31-24, Penn. Vickers' second shot is good. 31-25, Pennsylvania. Leeson inbounds to Willis. 3:43 remaining first half. Willis goes in the right of the lane in for a layup. Up good, he's fouled!
Well, I'll tell you, Dan, when you know you can beat a man the way Bobby Willis knows he can beat Glenn Vickers, this game can be an awful lot of fun. And we talked last year at the Penn-Duke game, that with his left-handedness and his moves around the hoop and his moves inside, there's been nobody like it maybe since Guy Rogers at those spots. And that's the way Bobby Willis is playing tonight. He's driving Glenn Vickers crazy. And as then as he eluded Vickers, Mike Palmer comes over 1,000. Bobby makes the layup, goes to the line to make the free throw. And it's a 34-25 game. We have 3:37 to go.
And again, Penn will press full court. Vickers. Oh, almost throws it out of bounds. Ayati picks it up. Tony comes near midcourt and passes into the forecourt to Lester, George, of Iona. Back to Ayati. Outside, this is Vickers, who spins on shoulders. A pass inbound underneath the Ruin. He tries to put the ball up. It's knocked away by Smith, picked up by Ruin and missed. Lester, George, rebounds, blocked by Smith, and it goes to Willis. And Valvano thinks it was a foul. Bobby Willis between his legs and around his back throws to Price, who thinks George, shoots over George and makes it. Pennsylvania 36, Iona 25.
Well, those faithful Penn fans who have been to all those Palestra games are here in a couple hundreds and they're enjoying it.
Lead pass to George. Back to Palmer in the lane. He shoots over Leeson. Off through one hand and out of bounds. Pennsylvania 4. And the Breakers are playing dynamically in the first half. And they lead by 11 with just 2:50 remaining.
Ted Flick comes in for Penn. Tony Price is out, and Tony's had himself a 15-point first half, and he just played a great basketball game.
And the pillars of the Philadelphia business community love it. Many rumored down here tonight, including District Attorney Ed Rendell. 2:39 remaining in the first half. 10 by 11, 36-25. Willis is Tim Smith in the right corner. And how about the way Tom Leeson is playing on that center post? To Ted Flick outside, last year's leading scorer for the freshman. Back to Leeson. To Salters. Between the top of the foul circle and the midcourt circle. Off to Ted Flick. And Bobby Willis steps in front of Tom Leeson, who was waiting for a pass from Salters, and Willis takes it out of bounds.
But Bobby didn't see Leeson standing. I guess Tommy blended right in with the red of the NC State sign and messed up the play, and that's maybe the first thing Bobby Willis has done wrong tonight.
2:16 remaining first half. Iona has the ball. Flick and Salters out on Glenn Vickers, and Salters grabs Glenn Vickers. It'll be a foul on Booney.
But it'll be one-on-one as Vickers looking for somewhere to pass. It's grabbed. Actually, Salters put his hand out, had a hand on the ball, but grabbed the wrist at the same time. Price comes in for Flick. Tony had his little breather, and he comes back in. He'll get the inside position underneath. Vickers goes to the line with 4 points, one field goal, two free throws, 10 by 11, 2:11 to go, and it's a second foul on Salters. Again, both teams in the...
Vickers at the foul line, makes the first, he'll get another. 10 by 10, 36 to 26. 2 minutes and 11 seconds remaining in the first half. Glenn Vickers of Iona at the foul line. Makes the second foul. And we have a substitution for Iona. Kevin Hamilton in for Glenn Vickers. 10:36, Iona 27. Bobby Willis takes an inbound pass from Tony Price, and Bobby walks it up slowly towards midcourt. Then comes to Tom Leeson. Ruin out on him. Of course, they like him away from the board. Iona going man-to-man on defense, Bob. Tony Price guarded by Lester George. Off to Leeson. To Timmy Smith. Mike Palmer out on Tim. And Timmy might be a little too quick for Mike Palmer. Off to Bobby Willis, and Tony Ayati is on Bobby Willis. Bobby takes Tony and dribbles and passes the Salters at the top of the circle. Right side leaps him. Ruin comes out to meet him. Of course, when Ruin comes out, that leaves Tony Price underneath. Here's a pass underneath to Leeson, off to Salters, and way back out to Bobby Willis. A minute 27 remaining in the first half. Penn leads by 9, 36-27. You're listening to WHAT in Philadelphia. Underneath, Price to Willis. Bobby moves in over Hamilton. He shoots, makes it, and he fouls. And, of course, Bobby likes to take Kevin Hamilton underneath. Kevin is 6'3", 175, but there are few backcourt performers who jump the way Penn's Bobby Willis does.
Well, and being left-handed, Dan, I know that has an effect because he just does everything different than what you guard probably 95% of the time. You look for guys to go left, or go right. You look for them to pass right. They do everything the opposite way, and it certainly has to detract the defender. Willis goes to the line. It's 38-27, 1:14 to go. 39-27.
And the Temple fans, who are looking for something to cheer about for almost the entirety of the first game, have finally found it. Although the Owls were unable to get on track against St. John, they're here rooting for another Philadelphia team, Pennsylvania. The inbound pass stolen by Willis underneath the place. He goes up and lays it in. And now Penn leads Iona by 14 big points, 41-27. A minute five remaining in the first half. Iani to Vickers, in against Willis, back at the Palmer top of the circle. Tom Leeson playing in under Jeff Woolen, who gets the layup this time over Leeson. But Leeson playing very well. The freshman from Long Island.
I have 9 minutes, Dan, and that Iona went without a field goal.
10-41, Iona 29. The Quakers may hold it for one last shot. Tony Price dribbles behind his back at the top of the circle, then gives off to Bobby Willis for 34, 33, 32. Then Vickers out on Willis to Leeson, Lewin on him. Calder. Of course, you like to see Tom away from that basket with big Jeff Lewin on him. Lewin, an outstanding center, just a sophomore, up at Iona. 19 seconds, 18, 10 leads by 12, and they will go to the locker room with a comfortable lead at halftime.
They have a 5 second call here as Glenn Vickers plays Bobby Willis. Bobby looking for someone to pass to, couldn't get anybody open with 16 seconds to go, and 10 up by 12. It'll be a jump ball right at midcourt. Glenn Vickers versus Bobby Willis.
And Bobby, a little better jumper, will probably try to get it to one of the Quakers. He gets up a little bit higher, but the tip goes into the Iona backcourt, was grabbed by Jeff Woolen. 10 seconds. 9, 8, Vickers will jump it up from the outside of this. Willis rebounds for 5 seconds, and he throws a long pass to the far end of the court. With 5 seconds left, he didn't realize how much time was left. He could have dribbled certainly into Penn forecourt.
He had a man open on the left here. I don't know who it was. At least he could have given it a look, and Bobby feels pretty bad about it.
Woolen in the Iona forecourt shoots and misses. As time runs out at the end of the first half, Pennsylvania leads Iona 41-29. We'd like to welcome our listeners on WWDB-FM 96.5 who just joined us after listening to Friday with Frank and Sid Martin. And we have some good news to report on the second game of this Big 5 NCAA doubleheader from Raleigh, North Carolina. Penn leads Iona 41-29 at half. Bad news from the first game, St. John's upset Temple 75-70. This University of Pennsylvania NCAA basketball game is being brought to you in part by Mather & Company, one of Philadelphia's oldest and most well-known insurance brokers, who takes great pride in bringing you Pennsylvania basketball over WHAT and WWDB. Mather & Company is located in the heart of Society Hill at 226 Walnut Street. For your personal or commercial insurance needs, call WA50118, or if you're downtown, stop in to see them. For experience and dependability, it's Mather & Company, insurance brokers since 1873. Mather & Company, 226 Walnut Street, Philadelphia, WA50118. Now we go back to our station for these messages about the University of Pennsylvania.
Okay, Jay. We're all in the same party. Only one of them at a time.
We'll take one.
Okay.
Dan Baker and Bob Vitrone back at Reynolds Coliseum on the campus of North Carolina State University in Raleigh, North Carolina. And you know, Bob Vitrone, with Penn leading Iona here at halftime 41-29, we have already had quite an array of guests on this evening's basketball broadcast. Not to mention Gene Banks, West Philadelphia High superstar, apparently a third-team All-American with Duke in the Atlantic Coast Conference. A little bit later on, we'll be hearing from Jim Valvano. We talked with Ernie Casal, athletic director of Temple University, between halves of the Temple St. John's team. Right now, We're pleased to be chatting with Stuart H. Carroll, who is the Assistant Vice President for Development and University Relations in Pennsylvania. And, Stuart, I wonder if you could tell us exactly what this involves.
Dan, our department worries about the way the university is getting along with all its external constituencies, alumni, corporations, foundations, and other friends. Then the development part, well, that means we're responsible for attracting the gifts and funds that make the academic and campus development possible.
Well, Stu, back in the palestra, we've seen the big banners proclaiming the program for the 80s, $255 billion for Pennsylvania. Is that part of your operation?
Yes, it is. And incidentally, Dan, I think I feel a little more comfortable back there in the palestra right now. The things seem to be going well. Yes, that matter relates to our current campaign of $255 million during the five-year period ending in 1980. It's called the Program for the 80s because we're building for the next decade.
Well, we've heard all about the budget problems of private colleges and especially their athletic departments. And so, Sue, naturally, there's a concern. Is there anything in your campaign for athletics?
Well, yes, there is. Thanks to the campaign, Dan, we've already started to build a new baseball diamond. In fact, it's almost completed. We're going to be throwing out the first ball this spring. This was made possible by Henry Bowers, who was a grand old gentleman who played baseball for Penn 50 years ago. And he's making it possible with a gift of $350,000. Then, because part of the campus, as you know, there behind the palestra, is cut off from Franklin Field by railroad tracks, Bob Levy has given us another $150,000 to build a pedestrian bridge over the tracks. It will open up a whole new area for sports and recreation.
That's Bob Levy, president of the Atlantic City Racecourse, isn't it?
And this is Stu Carroll. And that's no other one. And in fact, I can see Bob from here. He came down with his daughter and some of the other members of the group. Bob, as you know, is a member of an old Pennsylvania family. He's one of our trustees. The Levy Tennis Pavilion on our campus is named for him. His mother, Blanche Kelly Levy, made a $1 million gift to the campaign, earmarked for re-landscaping of our College Hall green. That's the urban area between 3436 and between Walnut and Spruce.
Well, you know, Bob Matona is going to make a gift to the campaign at the conclusion of this game tonight.
But I know, Sue,
it does sound as if the campaign is making a lot of important changes on the campus.
Yeah, it is true. There are a number of new buildings, but really the most important things are less visible. Things like new scholarships, fellowship funds, new professorships, and gifts to help us get new academic programs underway. That's the case with athletics, too.
Well, Stu, I can see what you mean about the academic side, but how does that apply to athletics?
What the department needs most of all right now is more operating funds. The annual income is to keep the sports programs going. We're trying very hard to increase this flow of funds through gifts to our Waitman Society. This year, for instance, four alumni have put up $100,000, $25,000 apiece. And this is to match new or increased gifts to the society. We're shooting for a total this year of $325,000, which is nearly twice last year's total. Incidentally, this effort is under the leadership of Fred Spagnuolo, who was one of our great football players a few years ago, and I think was just elected to the Hall of Fame a year or two ago.
I'm Dan Baker back at Reynolds Coliseum, Raleigh, North Carolina. At halftime, Penn leads Iona 41-29. And we're talking with Stuart H. Carroll, the Assistant Vice President for Development and University Relations in Pennsylvania. And Sue, speaking of alumni gifts in general, not just for athletics, does the winning team make things easier for you? Are alumni more likely to be generous?
Well, we're sure it helps, Dan, but it's difficult to put a dollar value on it. We have more than 30,000 individual gifts coming in each year through our annual giving program alone. And there are just too many variables. We really don't know how many gifts are affected one way or the other by the one loss record. But I will tell you this. There's a fundraising axiom that philanthropy flourishes in an atmosphere of enthusiasm and optimism. And there's a lot more enthusiasm and optimism when your team is winning, like right now, than when you're losing.
How's your campaign going so far, Sue? You said you have a goal of $255 million by the end of 1980.
by recruiting them, we're trying to convince the kids that if we get great players, we automatically have a great program. Not everybody's going to know it right away, but eventually, you win enough games and people are going to say, holy cow, see they beat last night, my goodness, see that? And we've been building to this point for the last 4 years. We've played Kentucky, North Carolina State, we play everybody, we'll play anybody. It took us maybe 4 years to get to the point where we can challenge St. John's in our own area. We played them last year in the playoffs and lost by two, and this year we beat them. And we're finally at that point where in our area, people know that I want to play some Zonka basketball now. This is the NCAA tournament, and it kind of lets other people know. But we're going from there. This is not, this game tonight is not the culmination of our program. It's the start of our program, because we're now committed to playing a couple of games in the Garden every year, a couple of games in the National Coliseum, a couple of games with the Veterans and the Pillar. We'd like to. I think we will. And we got Louisville in the Garden next year at Ohio State. Our program is just starting. We're trying to be a metropolitan New York team playing a national stadium.
You're saying we, despite rumors I've heard.
Yeah, well, the last couple of years, Bob, I've been very fortunate to cause some stir and maybe
that's when you know you're made, right?
When you start getting rumors,
right?
People, you know, I have interviewed a number of places, and you know, I had a couple of chances to leave. But one of the things, you know, that it made me realize is that too many coaches think that the reason there's basketball is because of them, and the reason there are players is because of them. And I had a good chance to realize that the reason I've been offered a few jobs is because of my players. So I really exist because of them, and I think it would be very unfair type of thing if I say all of a sudden reach a certain level and say, well, take care, gentlemen, thank God, my bud, thanks for all your effort. So I'm about ready to sign a long-term contract in 3 weeks.
That's right.
I've been working daily, kind of. I've been a daily one lately, you know. I had it once Monday. It was torn up on Wednesday.
Listen, I don't know if I want to say hello to you from a guy named Pizza Phone, who was Italian. He works at the Bulletin. He said he used to beat you in one-on-one at Rutgers. So to you and from all your friends in Philly, sort of good luck.
Thanks a lot, Papa. Pete is, that's, I'll have cement shoes on him for that remark.
Okay. Thank you very much. Jim Galvano, the Iona College coach. And now back to Dan.
And now back to Bob. Pennsylvania 41, Iona 29. Mather and Company is one of Philadelphia's oldest and most well-known insurance brokers, and they take great pride in bringing you tonight's Big Five basketball game. Mather and Company Brokers is located in the heart of Society Hill at 226 Walnut Street. For your personal or commercial insurance needs, call WA50118. Or if you're downtown, stop in to see them. For experience and dependability, it's Mather and Company. Insurance brokers since 1873. Mather and Company, 226 Walnut Street, Philadelphia, 215-WA50118. Pennsylvania, 41 points, 5 from Jerome Salters, 15 from Tony Price, 6 from Timmy Smith. Matt White started, did not score, picked up 2 early personal fouls, sat out the rest of the first half. Bobby Willis, 11 points in the scintillating first half. Kenny Hall did not score. Tom Leeson got 2. And Vincent Willis did not score, picked up 3 personals and a half a dozen defensive gems. For the Iona Gales with 29 points, Glenn Bicker 6, Brown 4 before he injured his right knee, Hamilton 3, Ruland 8 with 5 rebounds, a great job underneath by 10, limiting Jeff to 8 shots and only 5 rebounds. 2 points from Mike Palmer, 4 from Middleton, Iona did not score, Bessie 2 points, George did not score. With the 41-29 game, favorite 10 at the half, first game score, St. John's 75, Temple 70, here at 41-29, 10 in the first half shot, 48% with a 16-33, 19 rebounds against Iona's 9, and so much of that advantage picked up in the press for a good 10. Wanted speed, kept down the Iona Gales from getting the ball up court so often, getting Jeff Woolen out of position, and Tony Price and Vincent Ross and the whole inside 10 front line, Timmy Smith, holding off Jeff Woolen. Bobby Willis playing a tremendous basketball game. Tony Price scintillating with 17 points.
Woolen and White. Ruland and White to jump it up to start the second half. Ruland throws it back into the backcourt, picked up by Vickers. In the second half, Iona moving more right to left. Vickers bounce pass to Mike Palmer. In along the left baseline, layup missed. Rebound from Jack to James Salter. 10 quickly on the attack. Lee passed to White. He's open on the right side. Shoots a little shot and misses. Rebounded by Kevin Hamilton. Iona is running. The 10 is back quickly on the transition. Vickers in on the left baseline. They are blocked by White. It comes to Willis. 2-on-2. Bobby Willis in the lane. Spins. And then he travels.
Well, talk about just swatting flies. Matt White, he just had that block all the way on the Vickers drive and made a clean block, and more important, made a clean block out to one of his 10 teammates who came up court. Bobby Willis traveled with the ball, but a great play by Matt White.
10-41, Iona 29, 19-23 remaining in the game.
10 in the zone.
This is the second half of our NCAA doubleheader tonight. Temple lost to St. John's in the first game, 75-70. Glenn Vickers jumps in the deep right corner by Iona. He makes a long jumping one-hander, and it's 10-41, Iona 31. Matt White up to James Saunders. He's open for a 12-foot on the right side. He misses. The rebound comes from Bruin, knocked away by White. Picked up by Price, back to Matt White, and jumper by Matt. From outside the lane on the right side, about 8 feet, is good. 10-43, Iona 31. Bob, how would you coach 10 to victory here in the second half?
That's exactly what Bob Weinhauer is doing. I don't know if they're going to drop back in a zone, but they're going to keep the pressure on defensively. And you play a good defense, your offense is going to pick up, because you're not going to stand around.
Vickers inbound to Alex Middleton, who replaced Dave Brown. Here's a steal by Willis. He's tipped by Vickers. He goes to the floor and picks it up. Passes underneath to Smith. Layup. Quick. Ted is putting on a show.
So this is one of those nights, Dan. I'll tell you, you do things aggressively, you're going to do most of them right.
And that's what Temple didn't do in the first half, in the first game, Bob, and it's cost him. Middleton shoots underneath and gets a layup for the Gales. 10-45, Iona 33. Saunders goes in on the left side. Short jumper up, no good. Rebounded by Ruin. Ruin throws an elbow towards Tony Price, and he gives it off to Vickers. Long pass to Palmer. Palmer goes in, lays it up into Smith. Missed. Rebounded by White. That was a 1-on-4 fast break, and Palmer went in and missed it.
Jimmy Smith just put his imposing body right between Palmer and the basket, and it threw Mike way off.
17:57 remaining in the game. 10:45, Iona 33. This game, the second half, being heard on both WWDB FM 96.5 and WHAT 1340 AM in Philadelphia. A long jumping one-hander by Tony Price for electric assertion. 10-47, Iona 33. The Gales come on the attack. Vickers goes in the lane, shoots a shot, blocked, two-handed by White, and a whistle.
And Bobby Willis getting him underneath as Matt makes the clean block, and we're going to get Kenny Hole in for Willis as Bobby picks up his third. Penn's first of the second half, and Willis will go to the sideline. Kenny Hole comes in. Willis, little nonplussed at that call. But a great hand from the Penn fans here.
As well as Bobby Willis has played tonight, Bob Petrone, the Quakers didn't lose a lot when Kenny Hall was inserted into that Quaker lineup in the first half.
All right, Kenny's a very experienced sophomore. Believe me, he just looks like he's played the game since he was a kid.
Vickers shooting two fouls, makes the first. Real good foul shooter, Glenn Vickers. He averages 11.6 points per game on the year and shoots 77% from the line. Second shot by Glenn, up good. 10-47, Iona 35. The Quakers lead by 12. 17 and a half minutes remaining in the game. If Penn wins this, their reward is North Carolina on Sunday at 1 o'clock. Kenny Smith underneath to a cutting Kenny Hall. Layup good. Penn is doing it. And they lead 49-35.
Jimmy Smith commits a foul in the backcourt, and of course, Dan, as you get 14 points behind as Iona is, you start taking chances. The smart team is going to break through those chances, just as Timmy did then. He found Kenny Hall underneath as Kenny eluded his man. Timmy found him with a split-second pass.
By the same token, Bob, if you're Jimmy Valvano, how do you offset this large Penn advantage?
Well, you do that. You just get your guys moving a little bit more, and but not without panicking.
Great. Again, in the first game, St. John set the pace throughout. They won it. Penn is setting the pace here. It's an aggressive defensive pressing tactic. Bruin down low. Shoots over Matt White. And it was almost blocked by White. And there was a foul against Pennsylvania.
The Penn fans were right down there. They saw what I saw. They saw Jeff Rowland's left elbow going into Matt White. But the three strike jerks didn't. And Rowland goes to one. I think Penn is doing a great job against Jeff Rowland. Jeff is a big, strong kid who, as we mentioned in our interview with Jimmy Valvano, had his choice of colleges, picked Iona. He's a strong inside person. The Penn so far is holding him off pretty well. He makes the free throw at 9 points for him.
Pennsylvania 49, Iona 36, 16:53 remaining in the game. Ruin's second foul shot is good. Pennsylvania leads by 12. James Fulton crosses midfield against Kevin Hamilton. Comes up to the circle, gives up to Tony Price. On the left baseline, Tony tries to pass it back out to Fulton. As he tries to make the pass, his arm is grabbed by Alex Middleton.
Right, that'll be 3,000 on Middleton. That'll be Iona's first of the second half. It's four on Kevin Middleton, and it's Iona's first of the half. It'll be Penn's ball underneath.
The Quakers in their white home uniforms tonight with red and blue trim. Shoulders in down to Smith, a short jumper underneath, partially deflected by Palmer, picked up by Smith. Back in the right corner to Matt White. Out to Kenny Hall, near midcourt. Iona in a man-to-man defense. Palmer is on Smith. Underneath White is all alone. He got behind Woolen. That is quicker than Jeff Woolen.
But what a look by Timmy Smith. I think Timmy's playing an outstanding floor game tonight.
You know, I remember last year when the Quakers played Duke up at Providence, Bob. Bobby Willis and Timmy Smith shone brightly. Outside Vickers from 28 feet shoots, misses. White with a big rebound. He comes down and Palmer standing there and grabs it from him. Down low to Ruin, stolen by Price. Penn 51, Iona 37. And it looks like one of the Philadelphia teams is going to make it into Sunday's second round. Tim Smith underneath the Price, 8-foot jumper, up, no good, catch up White, no good. Rebounded by Jeff Ruin. Penn leads by 14. With just under 16 minutes remaining in the game, Glenn Vickers spins on forward, jumps from the foul line, and scores. 10-51, Iona 39. The Quakers lead by 12. Hamilton knocks it away from forward and fouls James Booty Forward of Pennsylvania.
Right, that's his fourth on Kevin Hamilton, the second on Iona in the half. We played 4.5 minutes, Penn up by 12. Penn's ball here at the side court.
Bob, Iona is playing without the services of 6'6 power forward Dave Brown, a 215-pounder who went down hard on his right knee to start the game. Smith, a sloppy pass inbounds the hall, stolen by Vickers. Vickers drives length of the court, goes in for a layup. Before he can take the shot, Kenny Hall trips over him, and there will be a foul on the Penn guard.
Brown is sitting on the bench. His right knee is heavily wrapped, and I imagine he has some ice on there. And, well, I thought there was a shooting foul, Dan. Who of the pitchers was going in very quickly. Kenny Hall apparently got him before the ball went up. And it's Kenny's first and Penn's fourth of the half.
Pitchers inbound in the left corner to Hamilton, who throws it to Middleton. Back to Vickers, upper left corner, good. Penn's lead has been cut to 10, 51-41. 15-23 remaining. The Quaker fans are on their feet. Tony Price spins on Middleton, shoots the jumper from the foul line. No good, rebound to Ruin. Long pass to Middleton. It might be too far. It is. Middleton makes the save. Now it's 5-on-4. Willis spins and walking by Bobby Willis, who tried to spin around Kevin Hamilton of Iona. Sloppy play by the Quakers here in the last minute or two.
Well, and that's what you have to guard against, because Iona's finding a shooting eye with Glenn Vickers hitting from the side. Penn needs something here.
Vickers underneath the rule, and he's got the layup. Penn turned around. He got the defensive rebounding position. Rule is open. He got the score. 10-51, Iona 43. Bobby Willis to the foul line. Up to Tony Price. Cross court to Tim Smith. Back to Bobby Willis between the foul circle and the midcourt circle. He backs in against Kevin Hamilton, and here's another foul and another turnover against Pennsylvania.
Matt White commits his fourth. He was trying to set a pick behind Woolen. I think he's going to have a timeout.
14 minutes and 44 seconds remaining in the game. 10-51, Iona 43. Let's pause for this message.
I'm passing the mayor.
You don't have any buttons.
Woolen figures himself to be a fight as 19.
Need one here.
Iona has narrowed the Penn lead to 8, 51-43, with 14 minutes and 44 seconds remaining in the game. I'm Dan Baker with Bob DeCone at Reynolds Coliseum, and Bob, it looks like this is get tight before it's over.
All right, Matt White, having committed his fourth foul, will go to the bench. Penn fifth of the half. Tom Leeson comes in. Just 3 minutes ago, Penn was up by 14. Since then, its offense is stalling. Glenn Vickers and Jeff Woolen have picked up the Iona Gales. They've blown right back into this game. They're down by 8, and they're bringing the ball up.
Glenn Vickers crosses midcourt against Bobby Willis. Off to Alex Middleton. To Kevin Hamilton. Back to Middleton. They're trying to work it into the room if they possibly can. Outside Hamilton. Willis on him. 10 in his own. Willis comes out on the left side to meet Lester George of Iona. To Hamilton. Vickers left of the circle. At the foul line. Pass to Hamilton. 25-foot jumper. Good. 10-51. Iona 45. 14-10 remaining in the game. Penny Hall, open right corner. Starts to drive to the right of the lane. Lays it off to Timmy Smith. He comes back out on the right side to Kent Hall, right of the circle. Hall has the basketball. Goes to the top of the circle and gives it to Tony Price. Followed by Lester George. Tom Leeson, left baseline to Timmy Smith, who cuts behind Leeson. Now in the left corner. Timmy Smith back out to Bobby Willis. Underneath to an open Kenny Hall. Layup, good.
Good look by Bobby Willis outside. Kenny Hall getting free. Kenny does that quite a bit. He's off the old back door, and they find him. He gets two. Penny.
Price not here all the way from Alex Middleton at midcourt. They got a foul on Tony Price. And I don't know.
I do, Dan.
What do you know about
it? Right, I know that wasn't a foul.
13,
that's how smart I am.
13:37 remaining in the game. A foul on Tony Price.
It was a pretty good steal by two of the Penn people.
10:53, Iona 45. Pickers into the lane. Layup up, no good. Rebounded by Ruin, up and in. There's Ruin, Bob. On the offensive board. They've got to stop him from doing that. 10:53, Iona 47. The Quakers lead by six. 13:21 remaining in the game. Kenny Hall to Tony Price at the foul line. A jumper by Tony. Up, no good. Tapped up by Leeson, no good. Rebounded by Kevin Hamilton of Iona. Iona can climb back to within 4 points if they score here. Lester George to Hamilton. Jumper. Beat by corner. Good. 10:53. Iona 49. And suddenly, almost mysteriously, the Penn offense has gone to sleep. Tony Price to the left of the lane. To Timmy Smith in the lane. Turnaround jumper blocked by Middleton. And knocked over to Kevin Hamilton. Hamilton in against Hall for a layup. He goes in, hits the bottom of the backboard, comes right back to him. He goes on the left side and passes to Vickers, left of the circle. Iona has the ball. They trail Penn by only 4 points. Low post Middleton, layup, up, no good. Rebounded by Tony Price.
That was a big miss for Iona. I think that was a could turn out to be a turning point because Penn is really down. They need some emotion. He may have gotten
Willis is in underneath, and he's called for traveling. Boy, he was assisted on that one, but they caught him. 10:53, Iona 49. The Penn turnover gives Iona the basketball.
Penn's offense now dozing off. They've gotten one field goal in about 4 minutes. James Gorman's going to try to get back in. He won't make it yet.
12:18 remaining in the game. Temple has already lost to St. John's in an upset, 75-70. Penn leads Iona by four, but they've had a big lead that's been narrowed to just two field goal margins. Outside on the left, Lester George to Glenn Vickers. Glenn, right of the circle, off to Kevin Hamilton. Pennsylvania has Tom Leeson in the middle, Smith and Price at forward. Vickers shoots outside, 25 feet short. 10:53, Iona 51. Underneath, Tim Smith is pushed by Middleton, and that might be Middleton's fifth personal foul.
It is. And as he'll go out, it's only the third of the half. Jim Valvano questioning that a little bit. There was a collision there, and Timmy had the ball, and Middleton went after him. Middleton gets out of the game. He wants to say something to the officials. Jimmy Valvano won't let him. Valvano will take his time getting in his sub. 11:42 to go, and what was a 14-point lead is now a 2-point lead. Valvano looking to see who he has on the court, who Penn has on the court. And we know which substitution to go to.
I think we'll go to Kevin Deason. Let's see, he's going to go to the
Dave Johnson's back in. Almost his entire leg is wrapped. And, of course, this is an emotional lift, maybe for Iona. To see who he is going to play, whether he plays, certainly has to try to take advantage. Even if the injury is healed, certainly he's going to be hampered by that big wrap. We'll see what happens. If Penn's ball underneath, they need something here.
Shoulders hand down under the Penn basket. Warning to Bobby Willis. Guarded by Glenn Vickers. At a high post, Leeson tries to set a pick. Stallers on the left side to Smith. Timmy holds it out and gets it to Corver, top of the circle. Back to Tim Smith. 20-foot jumper, left side, good. Timmy Smith, always there when you need him. Let's put it in.
Over Dave Brown.
Here's a steal by Salter. 10-4 on three. Salter jump past the place underneath to Willis. Layup up, good. Pennsylvania 57, Iona 51. The Quakers needed a couple of quick field goals, and they got it right there, Bob, and they were big ones.
Right, they heard it, Sam. We told them they got to do something.
Glenn Vickers into the Iona forecourt with 11:05 remaining. Hamilton against Salter on the right side to Lester George. Corner Hamilton, right corner to George, back to Hamilton, 30 feet, shoot, misses, rebounded by Smith, lead pass to Willis, he's going to break for the hoop, he goes in with a left hand layup, no good! Oh, it hung on the edge of that rim and fell off, rebounded by Kevin Hamilton.
Bobby went one half step too far, found himself and just laid it up there, laid on the lip, fell out.
Lester George to Kevin Hamilton, Glenn Vickers left of the circle, in against Salter, he retreats with a dribble, passes cross court to George. Low post, Dave Brown. Turns on Price. Shoots. Misses. Price goes way up. The ball pops into the air. Grabbed in the right corner by Dave Brown of Iona. Dave is really hobbling out there, and Penn maybe can take advantage of that. Vickers on the left side of Hamilton. Long jumper. No good. Ruin there for the rebound. Blocked by Leeson. And fouled by Tom Leeson of Pennsylvania. Jeff Ruin will go to the foul line with two free throws.
All right. It was almost a short two-point. Dave Brown's going to come out. He can't do it. It's very obvious, and he gets a great hand, and he deserves it just for trying, and certainly a bad break for Iona when he got hurt that early in the game. As Rowling goes to the line, Jeff shoots 72%, and Tom Leeson with the foul, he's under the sure 2 points, he put Rowling on the line, Rowling makes one, he's going to make him run the second.
Pennsylvania 57, Iona 52. Rowling's second foul shot is good. 16 points for Jeff Ruler. And Iona trails by just 4 points. Willis outside, looks around. Iona back in that man-to-man defense. Willis at the top of the circle to Tom Leeson. Timmy Smith top of the circle. Looks for somebody cutting towards the hoop. Will jump from outside, up to the circle. Partially blocked, rebounded by Ruler. And Leeson five and knocks the ball away. And Ruler goes after, picks it up, and throws it to Glenn Vickers. Vickers forces midcourt against James Salters of Penn. It's 57-53 Pennsylvania. 9:38 remaining in the game. Kevin Hamilton in against Willis. Jumper from the right side of the basket. Kelsey out on the right baseline is good. 10-57, Iona 55. Bobby Willis comes into the 10-4 court. Goes into the lane. Dribbles between his legs. Takes a jumper from the foul line. He misses. Hamilton gets the rebound, and Iona could tie. 9:14 remaining. Palmer, left corner, spins and takes a few steps as he tries to get around 10, Tom Leeson. Pennsylvania will take a timeout with 9 minutes and 12 seconds remaining in the game. The Quakers lead Iona 57-55. You know, folks, Mather & Company is one of Philadelphia's oldest and most well-known insurance brokers who take great pride in bringing you tonight's Big 5 basketball game between the University of Pennsylvania and Iona College. Mather & Company is located in the heart of Society Hill at 226 Wallace Street. For your personal or commercial insurance needs, call WA50118 or if you're downtown, stop in to see. Experience and dependability is Mather & Company, insurance workers since 1873. Mather & Company, 226 Wallace Street, Philadelphia, WA50118. 1057, Iona 55. Now this message from the University of Pennsylvania.
Gales team apparently has come back. They were down by 14 early in this half, and Penn appeared to have a sixth spot in the second round of these NCAA regionals. Iona has come back, trailed by two, 9-12 to go. It's Iona's ball with a chance to tie. And they'll have the ball. I'm sorry, Penn's ball, that's right. Iona had the ball right before the timeout.
Palma just traveled, and an important note, Bobby Willis has 4 personal fouls. He's been the general tonight and doing a great job. 9:03 remaining. Quakers dribbling outside. Willis to Salters on the left side. Price. Leeson, top of the circle. Looks around. Gives it to James Salters. Right corner, Bobby Wolf. Glenn Vickers on Bobby. Bobby likes to drive if he possibly can. James Salters at the top of the circle. Gets a pass from Willis. Throws it back to Bobby in the left corner. Bobby will go in, take a shot, come outside and give it to Tom Leeson. Leeson to Price, cutting to the hoop. Off the glass, up good. Tony Price with the 6-10 basket. 8.5 minutes remaining. 10:59, Iona 55. Ruin crosses midcourt. Looks for help and gets it to Glenn Vickers, also near the midcourt line on the Iona side. He gives up to Mike Palma in the Gale forecourt. Goes to the top of the circle and passes to Kevin Hamilton. Hamilton's been hitting from distance this half. Vickers to the right of the circle. Takes the pass to the right. Goes towards the foul line and passes to Mike Palma. Palma, a transfer from Wake Forest. Hamilton takes the shot from 30 feet. Then tries to get underneath the Ruin. Knocked away by Salters. He leads him. Leeson falling out of bounds, saves it to Smith. Smith to Salters. Good defensive effort by Penn. Price open right corner. Jumper up. No good. And pushing off underneath, Palmer deflects the ball to Kevin Hamilton. Fast break Hamilton underneath to a driving Lester George. He misses, but he's fouled by Bobby Willis. Let's see how many that is on Bobby Willis. You know, Bob, Mike Palma at 6'5", and he looks smaller, is a pretty crafty rebounder under there.
He does a good job. He's a junior out of Rock Hill Center. That's the fourth on Bobby Willis. Matt White's going to come back in. Matt's been out for most of the game, and he'll come back in now. He has only the two personal fouls. He drew them early, and Matt has the four personal fouls. He drew two early, which is why he was out. He's on two again. Now he gets back in, and he's got to just try to avoid the foul. Vincent Ross comes in. Kenny Hall probably going to come in. Iona down by four, 7:44 to go.
Lester George, who shoots 66% from the foul line, which is fair, not particularly good, makes the first one. He was going to shoot two anyway, fouled in the act of shooting. 10:59, Iona 56.
Hall replaces Willis. Hall, Salters, Ross, Price, and White for Penn.
Lester George can cut Penn's lead to just a field goal if he makes this. Lester bounces the ball, puts it up, and around the rim and in. 10:59, Iona 57, 7:40 remaining. Salters to Kenny Hall. Back to James Salters. James at the top of the circle. Goes left corner to Kenny Hall. Top of the circle, Vincent Ross. To Salters. James hooks around, gets to Kenny Hall, top of the circle. Penn very active. Price, right of the lane, guarded by George. To Vincent Ross, outside to the left of the circle. Back to Price, who has it knocked away and a foul on Glenn Vickers of Iona. Now let's see how many fouls it is on Glenn Vickers.
Four on Iona in the half, and only the second on Vickers. It's still Penn's ball in the front. And Iona getting still has two more to go. Penn already has committed its quota.
Vincent Ross inbounds to Kenny Hall with 7:19 remaining in the game. Penn leads by 2:59-57. Vincent Ross, left corner, at the Price. Takes the jumper from the left of the circle underneath the White. It never gets there. Ruin steps in between and makes the steal. Iona could tie. Glenn Vickers crosses midcourt. It would be certainly a conference booster for Iona if the Gales tie it here. They've come from way back. Outside Vickers against Walters. Back to Hamilton. 6:50 remaining. Vickers looks down low to Ruin. They can't get it to him. Outside Palmer, top of the circle. Jumper, no good. Underneath, a foul on White.
And White will lead. That's Matt Fitz, and very ineffective, a very not much contribution tonight from Matt. He got the personal foul quick. He got set out most of the first half, came back in and got some more. And that's five on Matt. And he has 4 points.
Bobby Weinhauer out to chat with the official.
Rulam will go to the line. I believe he fouled Jeff. Jeff has 16 points. He had 8 in the first half. He already picked up 8 in the first 13 minutes of the second half. Timmy Smith comes back in for Penn. The Quakers won the 14-point lead. They now lead by 2. Ruin with a chance to tie.
And a pretty good foul shooter. You'd have to say that Ruin has a good shot at knotting this game. If you've just tuned in, Temple was upset by St. John's in tonight's opening game, 75-70. Jeff Goulden shooting 1-1 for Iona to tie up this second game of the doubleheader. He makes the first one, he gets the bonus. 10:59, Iona 58, 6:42 remaining in the nightcap. Goulden to tie it up. Bob, when was the last game tied? He misses.
21-21, Dan.
Well, they miss it here. Let's hope that's a good omen. Nice rebound to James Salter. The Temple and Penn fans are up here, and Salter's in the lane. Short jumper up. No good. He missed one from about 10 feet. Smith and Price get in. Rowan, and they call a foul on Penn Tony Price.
It was inevitable. Price and Smith were both fighting Rowan for the ball, and just being so strong, he wouldn't let go of it. Finally, Tony grabbed more than he should have, and Rowan goes to the line again. That's the second foul on Price. 10 already in the bonus, so it's a 1-1 for Jeff Woolen on the line. 6:26 to go. His Iona Gales down by 1 point.
But he could give them a lead right here. He makes a couple.
And the last time Iona led was at 1917.
Woolen deliberately puts it up, and he misses. Lost rebound. Thank goodness for those two missed foul shots by Woolen. Let's see if Pennsylvania can take advantage. Ross, underneath. The ball is deflected and knocked out of bounds by Iona. Knocked into the air by Palmer. Pickers tried to save it and almost did, Bob.
But they ended up in the auxiliary pit table behind the basket. Penn just having no offense whatsoever in about the last 5 minutes. And it's a wonder Iona hasn't, even though they have almost pulled the stride, hasn't gone ahead.
They better do something quick, or the Big Apple's going to sweep this doubleheader from the Phillies' Big Five team tonight. Tim Smith, top of the circle to Kenny Hall. Vincent Ross, to Salford. Back to Kenny Hall. Underneath, Vincent Ross. 12 feet out to the left, right of the basket. To Tony Price, top of the circle to Tim Smith. Tim off to Kenny Hall. 5:51 remaining. Salford takes a pass underneath, comes outside to Ross. Back to Hall. Hall to Tony Price. To the right of the circle, Tim Smith, left of the circle. Timmy looking for driving room. Goes behind a pick by Price. Gets it back out to Hall. Pretty tough defense by Iona. And now...
Ooh, he got him in the eye. Boy, he got Timmy pretty good. Right over the... I would say right over the eye, right down here in front of us. The foul was on Lester George, and Lester doesn't seem too concerned. And Bob Weinhauer would like to get a two-shot foul out of it. I don't know that he will. It'll only be Iona's fifth foul of the half and the second on Lester George. But Timmy went right down, and I think it was, hope it was just more fear than anything. But any time you get hit around that eye, you worry. So Penn trying to work a good shot, maybe working too carefully, being too cautious, but it's very understandable. They've grown 13 points of a 14-point lead. Timmy Smith sitting up now. And apparently now just shook up, but I think he was a little bit worried. As soon as you get a finger in your eye, you worry.
Tonight's University of Pennsylvania basketball game is being brought to you in part by Mather & Company, one of Philadelphia's oldest and most well-known insurance brokers, who take great pride in bringing you all of the University of Pennsylvania basketball action over WHAT and WWDB. Mather & Company is located in the heart of Society Hill at 226 Wallace Street. For your personal or commercial insurance needs, call WA50118, or if you're downtown, stop in to see them. For experience and dependability, it's Mather & Company, insurance brokers since 1873. Mather & Company, 226 Wallace Street, Philadelphia, WA50118.
As Bob Weinhauer comes over to see how Timmy Smith is doing, if Timmy was hit in the eye or right above it, chatting with a couple of officials, as he said, he would like to get a two-shot foul because it was a fairly open foul, almost a flagrant foul. Timmy getting up. If he doesn't get the two shots, it's the fifth personal on Iona for the half. At 5:32 to go, Penn up by one. Penn had led 47-33 with 17 minutes to go in the game, 17:40. Looks as though Timmy's gone out, and see who Penn is going to put in. He's holding a towel over his left eye. Penn only has four people on the court. Come on, fellas, we need five. It's going to be Tom Leeson.
Well, of course, that would really be a big blow to Penn's victory hopes to lose Timmy Smith, one of the steadiest performers the Quakers have. He's replaced in the lineup by Tom Leeson. And Penn will have to end down in its scoreboard, even by one, 59-58, and 5.5 minutes remaining in the game. Price inbounds to Hall. Kenny holds it at arm's length and then gives it to Vincent Ross in the right corner, back to Ken Hall. Change shoulders left of the circle. To Vincent Roy, out in the left corner. To Price, and as Tony battles for a position on the right of the lane, he's pushing behind by Lester George.
That'll be George's third, and the more important, it's the sixth of the half, so anything from now on, either way, is 1-1. 10 already has submitted its share. Iona commits 6. Next one will be 7. 1-1. 10's ball and down. 5:21 to go. Up by a point.
Bob, you still hate to see the Quakers lose their aggressiveness. They've got them this far. Soler's open in the right corner. Almost drops it out of bounds. Picks it up. Throws it back to Kenny Hall. Near the 22nd line by the right sideline. To Tony Price, left of the circle. 5 minutes, 6 seconds remaining in the game. 10 leads by 1, 59-58. Tom Leeson, left baseline. Dribble, passes back out to Kenny Hall at the foul line to James Soler. Tony Price hits a jumper from 15 feet out right side and makes it. 10-61, Iona 58, 4:50 remaining.
Well, that one is flexible because Penn needed a basket and Tony got his foot on a good jump shot.
Ruin takes the pass on the fourth court from Hamilton and passes cross court to Glenn Vickers. Back to Palmer. Leaves in front, Ruin. They don't want him to get it inside. Outside, 30-foot shot by Hamilton is missed, rebounded by Tony Price. 4.5 minutes remaining. Soilers to Vincent Ross, working the right corner. Vincent throws it back to Soilers, and then Soilers almost knocked out of bounds by Hamilton. Soilers comes to the foul line, takes the jumper, and misses. The rebound goes to Rule. Here comes Glenn Vickers across midcourt. And we have a timeout taken by Iona coach Jim Valvano with 4 minutes and 13 seconds remaining in the game. Pennsylvania leads Iona 61-58. And we're going to pause for this message from the University of Pennsylvania. Jay, when this pen message is done, would you keep it and take a Bud Light in class? Bob, I guess there was no harm, no foul, huh?
But I got the foul.
We're handled in almost not quarters.
Oh, yeah, right.
Coliseum. Iona has the basketball. Penn leads by 3. Vickers jumps outside, forces the jumper, misses. Vincent Ross with a big rebound to Kenny Hall, who's going to go down the court for a fast break layup and make it. Oh, it's disallowed. A blocking foul outside.
One less than George, and that's fourth on George. He picked up 3 in a hurry. And Kenny Hall goes to the line, and he's from the big depots for the sophomore Boston jersey. Kenny made a good move toward the hoop, and even though Lester George fouled him, he maintained his momentum, went in, made the layup. The foul was called before that. Pennsylvania up by 3 with 3:54 to go. Ken Hall on the line.
A 76% foul shooter. Kenny's shot is up. It's good. He gets another. Penn leads by 4, 62-58 with 3:54 remaining in the game. Bob, do you think Penn will be pressing if Kenny makes this one?
No, I think with the way Iona has been breaking through, I think they'll press. Yes, they.
He does. The inbound pass comes to Kevin Hamilton.
Oh,
bounce pass almost taken by Price. To Vickers, who crosses midcourt. Back in the hall. Leeson steps in front and taps it to Kenny Hall. A big play by Tom Leeson of Pennsylvania.
I tell you, Leeson and Vincent Ross, two big freshmen, have contributed here tonight as Matt White has found himself in foul trouble and has gone out. And now with Bobby Willis and Jimmy Smith on the bench.
Ross to Leeson at the foul line. Kenny Hall drives in, passes to Ross. A bad pass. Kenny forced it, and Penn loses it. And Lester George drives in against Price with an acrobatic shot. He misses. Ruin rebounds. Price blocks it, and we got a foul. Again, Jeff Woolen. Bob, I don't know how he doesn't get called for 3 seconds.
Well, he's in there. I mean, he never leaves, Dan. Every time a shot goes up, the 3 second count starts again. But he's hanging around. Maybe he gets out of there for 1 3-second, but it didn't look like it that time. He goes to the line. He got the rebound. Leafson had a pop. Tony Price fouled him. That's Tony's third. The 2-shot foul for Jeff Woolen.
Jeff, a good foul shooter at the free throw line, makes the first one. 10-63, Iona 59. The Quakers lead by 4. Woolen will try to make the second one. This foul shot is up. It's good. Iona has 60. 10-63. Jimmy Smith comes back in. He'll replace Vincent Ross in the 10 lineup.
Right now Iona's pressing 10 and the Pins are ready to break it. They figured Iona would go to it this time. They played a stack. Tom Leeson gets the ball in. Gives it back to Kenny Hall.
In a three-quarter court press now, Kevin Hamilton guarding Hall. Outside Tony Price with Lester George on him. The James Solder top of the circle. Left side Price. Grabbed and knocked over by Ruin. And Jeff, real quick support goes over and helps Tom Leeson to his feet. Tommy, of course, doesn't step to the foul line a lot, and in fact, only shoots 44%. So,
without looking, it's probably 4 for 9, Dan, how infrequently he's been there. It just gives a percentage. And Tom does go to the line, and Jeff Woolen picked up only his second personal foul. Pretty good play by Woolen, stopping the clock and stopping the 10 offense, putting a man on the line who hardly ever goes, but he makes the first.
Big foul shot for the freshman from Long Island. Some of you may have read the story by Tom's mother in a recent edition of Sports Illustrated talking about the recruiting practices. Tommy gets the bonus shot. If he can make this, which he does, Penn leads by 5, 65 to 60. And now Bobby Willis comes back in. And this could be a breath of fresh air for the Quakers, who again will test full court. Their full court pressure has worked effectively. Most of the game, inbound to Hamilton. Hamilton looking for help, blocked by Smith, taken by Smith in the Iona backcourt.
He just took it right off him, Dan, not even coming close to foul, and a great play by Timmy.
Smaller's the Price. Price throws it right into the hand of Darryl Burns, and then Timmy Smith holds up Darryl Burns. What was Tony Price thinking?
Several times tonight, I guess it happens to all teams, we just notice the disconnections on passes where a player starts to go one way and the pass goes behind him. Just a misinterpretation of the reading. Glenn Vickers will come back in for Iona, which failed by 5 with 2:50 to go. Third foul on Timmy Smith, and Penn almost overcame Tony Price's bad play. But
Bob, let me show you the foul line. Glenn Vickers, who shoots 76%, and Burns, who shoots 52%, comes back in the backcourt. Vickers makes the foul. Kevin Hamilton is at the foul line, which is even worse. He shoots 84%. It was Burns that was held.
Right, it was 44 that was held. They put 14 on the line.
And the rebound comes off to Tim Smith. He makes the first, misses the second. 10-65, Iona 61. Timmy Smith off to Tony Price to James Solders. 10 from the fourth court. Solders dribbling around. Goes it to Tim Smith. To Tom Leeson. Left corner. Tom goes out and is fouled by Jeff Buehler.
Okay, both teams in the bonus situation, timeout situation, each has 3 left. Leeson goes to the line again, and Jeff Woolen commits his third personal as he determined to put Leeson, the inexperienced freshman, on the line. Tom made the two biggies at 3:04, and now with 2:33 to go, Penn up by 4, Leeson on the line again.
Prior to this, Leeson's biggest game came against San Diego State in the Cabrillo Classic, and he had 4 points and 5 rebounds. Tommy at the foul line to shoot another big foul. He makes it. Boy, he's playing superbly tonight.
We mentioned the defensive play, and he and Vince Dawson really have helped contain Jeff Woolen. Jeff is up to 19 points now, but in that first half, he'd only gotten 8.
Tom Leeson could give Penn a 6-point lead. He does. 10-67, Iona 61. George inbounds the Vickers. He puts him on the floor, and then he stumbles. He was tripped by Bobby Willis.
And in case you forget what they look like, the field goal has not been made in this game for nearly 3 minutes, at which time Penn made one, and Iona, which went 9 minutes in the first half without a field goal, now has gone about 7. All the scoring from the free throw line, Penn more than holding his own, as Kenny Hall has made 2 and Tom Leeson 4. Jeff Woolen, meanwhile, has made 4 and Lester George 2. So 2:31 to go, Vickers on the line. Each team again, 3 timeouts left.
Bobby Willis fouled out. Kenny Hill's going to come back in, and the fence is giving Bobby Willis the Bobby.
Well, the Temple fans, again, we're going to repeat. Bob, and I think it's a nice display of regional and city loyalty. The Temple fans, who had to be bitterly disappointed by the Owls showing tonight, have hung in here to cheer on first town rival Pennsylvania in the nightcap.
That was a 75-70 game. This one is 67-61. 10 with 231 to go. Glenn Vickers on the line.
You're listening to WHAT and WWDB in Philadelphia. Vickers' foul shot is good. 10-67, Iona 62. Vickers bounces the ball slowly. Gets ready for his second foul shot. He puts it up. It is good. 10-67, Iona 63. Benny Hall inbounds to Tom Leibson off to James Salter. Full court, zone press by Iona. A lead pass to Kenny Smith in the Penn forecourt. Back to Kenny Hall with 2:20 remaining. Tony pressures the foul line, gives the lead, and Tony runs to shoot that one badly.
And he almost traveled in his indecisiveness.
Out to James Salters, and Salters is fouled by Darryl Burns. And Booney, who shoots 86%, is a pretty good bet from that 15-foot line.
It'll be a 1-1. 4 points ahead of 10 with 2:11 to go. Salters on the line. Salters has 5 points.
On the season, James has made 49-57 from the free throw line. Let's hope he makes it 50-58 right here. He crouches. Takes his time, shoots, and misses. 2:10 remaining. Iona's ball. Darryl Burns to midcourt. Off to Glenn Vickers. We approach the 2-minute mark. Mike Palma, left corner. Back to Vickers. 10 in an aggressive defense. Burns outside. Vickers to the top of the circle to Mike Palma in the lane. He goes up, deflected by Hall. Taken down by George, and it's a foul on 10.
Timmy Smith committing the personal foul as the ball went inside, and Timmy committing his fourth. Goody had a shot at getting it, and the foul called by the outside official. Mike Palmer will go to the line with the 2 points scored in the first half. Mike on the line with 1:54 to go. His team trailing by four. Four personal fouls on Timmy Smith.
Palmer's foul shot up around the rim and in. 10-67, Iona 64. Palmer to cut Vickers' lead to two. His second foul shot is up. It is good. 10-67, Iona 65. Hall getting ready to inbound. Goes it to James Salty. A minute 50 remaining. Well, Penn is going to have a chance probably to shoot more foul shots. And you just hope they can make it. Kenny Hall, the 20 place, who's open, and he's grabbed by Jeff Woolen. And if Jeff hadn't grabbed Tony outside, Tony would have had a clear pass to the basket, and he would have had an easy layup.
Right, it's Woolen's fourth, but he had to do it because, Dan, as you mentioned, the lane was wide open. Tony got the ball against the press. Penn just about got it over. I'd say they got it over at 8.5 for the 10-second count. Iona wants a timeout.
We have just a minute 42 remaining in the game. When play resumes, Tony Price will be at the foul line to shoot 1-1 for Penn. The Quakers lead Iona by 2, 67-65. And now we pause for this message from the University of Pennsylvania.
Tonight's NCAA basketball game. Mather & Company is located in the heart of Society Hill at 226 Walnut Street. For your personal or commercial insurance needs, call WA50118. Or if you're downtown, stop in to see them. For experience and dependability, it's Mather & Company. Insurance brokers since 1873. Mather & Company, 226 Walnut Street, Philadelphia, 215-WA50118. Mather & Company. Tony Price & Company, 142 to go. 10-67, Iona 65. A 14-point lead shriveled to 1. It's back up to 2. It was up to 6. Price on the line. Jeff Woolen in the just a minute. It's one personal foul. Glenn Vickers asking about something. I don't know what it is. He's just trying to hold up the game a little bit more. Thinking he's going to get Tony Price a little bit nervous. Tony on the line with 23 points.
His foul shot is good. Tony, a 75% back shooter. As soon as they handed Tony the ball, he put it in the air immediately.
He's been waiting for a minute and a half, I think.
10-68, Iona 65. Tony's second shot is missed. The rebound tapped up in the air, grabbed by Price, and I think he's grabbed again.
By Glenn Vickers, I believe.
And how about a nice job by Timmy Smith and Tom Leeson for keeping that ball alive.
But that's the third foul. That's right. It bounced out, and all the 10 guys went after it. Price on the line again as Vickers commits his third personal.
Bob is keeping up with Kenny Hall, who kept that ball in the air. Tony Price goes to the charity stripe again, and this time he makes it. It's 10-69, Iona 65. Tony could give the Quakers a five-point lead with just a minute 41 remaining. Tony pauses, shoots it up, and misses. This one, Palma rebounds it. Hall goes in behind it and fouls Palma. Oh, Kenny.
All right, just 2 seconds went off the clock. 10-4. Timeout situation. 10 has 3 left. Iona 2, and I'm sure both teams are going to be using them all. Kenny Hall thought he had a chance of swiping the ball. Came from almost from out of bounds. They got Mike Palma.
Bob Penn's inability to shoot key fouls here and sink them has kept them from icing the game. Palma's foul shot is up. It's good. 10-69, Iona 66.
Right, Tony Price has missed two, and Schultz has missed the first of a one-on-one, all within the last 30 seconds. It would have helped a lot.
Palma's second shot is good. Penn leads by two, 69-67.
But this is where you need the Bobby Willis, and he's on the bench with the 5 personal fouls.
Right, he's a senior, and he's not going to make that foul that Kenny just took under the board. Timmy Smith in the forecourt, pulls it outside, dribbles around, throws back to James Salter. To Kenny Hall on the left side. Kenny holds it outside. After watching the call for a 5-second violation, Leeson outside on the right, gives to Tony Price. A minute 19 remaining. Tony goes to the right corner and gives it off to Kenny Hall. Kenny will be content to dribble the ball till time runs out. Tony Price takes inside, goes outside to Salter. Darryl Burns out to greet him for Iona. Salter to the top of the circle on the left side to Smith. Bounce pass to Tony Price.
1 minute.
Tony holds it outside. We're under a minute. On the right side, he gives to Timmy Smith. Penn running semi-lead. Shoulder spins around and looks for help. Passes to Price. Tony underneath the hall. And as Tony tries to pass it underneath to Kenny Hall, he is hit. I think the foul will be on Iona's Mike Palmer.
But Mike Palmer commits his third. They're calling on number 10.
That's Glenn Vickers.
Right, it's his fourth, if it's so. I guess he got him before Palmer. Palmer did hit him. Tony on the line again.
Tony puts it up. He makes it. Ooh, that hit the rim hard, spun around, and dropped through.
But now he's going for a clean one, Dave.
10-70, Iona 67. Tony's second shot is up. It's good. And that went in the same way the first one did. 10-71, Iona 67. Vickers crosses midcourt against Hall, goes to the left corner. They have to shoot Palma from 25 feet out. Shoot from the ankle.
That one.
Boy, that was a long one. 38-37. In the backcourt, James Salter to Leeson here midcourt to Tony Price. Tim Smith, 31. Timmy holds on. Goes cross court to Tony Price, almost too far. Tony
Vano wants somebody to foul somebody. They want to foul Smith.
22. Salter's is grabbed. The ball goes on the floor and it just falls. I don't believe that foul wasn't called.
Iona wanted to commit the foul. They were committing the foul. They fouled Timmy Salter, James Salter. See, it wasn't called. I think Iona, they want a timeout. They only have 2 left.
Salter was intentionally pushed, which
they wanted to
have to do. Oh, my.
18 seconds, Jeff Wolin against Tony Salter.
He taps it to Lester George, and he will take a timeout with 16 seconds left. Pennsylvania 71, Iona 69, and the Gales are going to get a chance to tie it in the game's waning seconds. Bob, I really think one of the Quakers, in this case, James Salter, deserves to go to the 15-foot line. As in desperation, James Salter was pushed from behind by Darryl Burns. Obviously, you can't see everything on the floor, and I think that went unnoticed.
Why they have three officials there to see that. And, you know, Valvano, as any coach would be doing, was up yelling to me, was pointing to Timmy Smith. They wanted to put
Timmy on the line. Timmy only had the ball once. Meanwhile, on this side of the court, that's the opposite side. Wallace was getting, looks like he's going for an obstacle course. Finally, he ended up in the jump ball. He was kept ruling that there could ever be a bigger mismatch. And Ione gets the tap 15 seconds to go for their next to last timeout. They have one left. 10 has three. 71-69, 16 seconds to go.
When play resumes, Iona will have the basketball. They will inbound it in their backcourt with a chance to tie.
It must be very frustrating for people like Bobby Willis and Matt White out in the game of fouls. And on the Iona side, Dave Brown sitting there with that knee completely wrapped. Especially in the case of Rowe, well, all three of them are seniors, and it could be the last game for some of them to be so helpless. And, Salvano has his Iona Gales around him, and Bob Weinhauer is taking up the pen huddle. And again, 16 seconds to go. 10-71, Iona 69. First game, St. John 75. Temple 70. For Penn, Kenny Hall, James Stolas, Tony Price, Timmy Smith, Tom Leeson.
Bob, what's your offensive strategy here for Iona?
Get it into the Jeff Rule and I would say, although the way the Gales have been shooting the second half, it hardly seems to matter. They just take some wild shots, but apparently they're not wild shots. Mike Palmer into Glenn Vickers.
14-13. Vickers at midcourt against Dalton. Outside, James will try to keep him out there. They have two men backing in. Oh, Palmer walks!
Look at him back in. Palmer wanted to take the shot. The exact same shot he took just 34 seconds ago. And Mike Palmer is a dejected young man as well as he should be. He wanted the shot. He took that shot at 41 and made it. He's already had it again. Penn will now inbound.
With 7 seconds left, it's not over yet. They need a good inbound pass, and they need to get down the court.
And Iona will foul them right away to keep any time.
Into the backcourt to Kenny Hall. Kenny is grabbed. That's going to be a two-shot foul. So, with just 5 seconds remaining, Kenny Hall, who was tackled and wrestled to the floor by Lester George, I believe, which would be Lester's fifth personal foul.
Well, Mike Palmer, who, Dan, as you mentioned, a 6'5" junior forward, he certainly has played a good enough game, but he had taken just at the 41-second mark what we thought was a crazy shot and made it to bring it to 71-69, had that same shot, and so often what happened, you think twice, and properly so, that wasn't the shot Iona wanted, but he traveled, the official right on top of the play, couldn't miss it, he traveled. Everybody in the stands up that way, called it, especially the Penn and Temple fans. It's now Penn's ball, 5 seconds to go. One timeout left for Iona, three for Penn. Both teams in a one-on-one, and it'll be, Kenny Hall on the line. I guess Salvano will save the timeout as soon as Jim Penn scores. Penn has three times out left.
Kenny Hall will shoot two as he was fouled intentionally. Kenny at the foul line. Takes a deep breath, puts the ball up, it's good. 10-72, Iona 69. Kenny flexing the arms, dropping them limp inside to try to collect himself. Bends his knees, puts the shot up, and good. 10-73, Iona 69, 4 seconds, 3 seconds, Hamilton 2, 1 to the hoop of the layup. He folds over Leeson, an offensive foul as the game ends. With one of the members of Philadelphia's Big Five winning tonight, the University of Pennsylvania. 10-73, Iona 69. Back with post-game commentary and final statistics after this message for Mrs. Paul.
Taking great pride in bringing you tonight's Pennsylvania 73-69 victory
overlay on in the NCAA basketball tournament. Mather and Company is located in the heart of Society Hill at 226 Walnut Street. For your personal or commercial insurance needs, call W850118. Or if you're downtown, stop in to see them. For experience and dependability, it's Mather and Company, insurance broker since 1873. Mather and Company, 226 Walnut Street in Philadelphia. 215-WA50118. And a reminder, if you're in the market for a car, van, or station wagon, Reicher Ford, 7700 Frankfurt Avenue, MA46700. Tell them Dan Baker, Bob the Phone, and the play-by-play team sent you there for the wheels. And here at Reynolds Coliseum in the first game, St. John 75, Temple 70. In the second game, the University of Pennsylvania breaking from a 21-21 tie, builds up a 41-29 halftime lead, increases it to 47-33, a cakewalk. And then the Iona Gales from New Rochelle, New York, under the guidance of Jim Valvano. The shots they were missing, the rebounds they were not getting in the first half.